And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano.
And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup.
Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here, along with Rock God Rick Mexa and the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We have Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle talking about PCS and deals and Fisherman's Tackle and all the events and everything else. And joined now in the second hour by Christy from Dawson Insurance, the travel insurance experts, the boat insurance experts. She does kind of everything insurance for you. And great show today. And boy, it's been lively. Lively little first hour, and now we're going to have an even more lively second hour.
You're not kidding, man. It's been a crazy, jam-packed morning on the phones. Everybody's just so excited with PCS going on and all the great deals and information going on. If you want to join us, it's 833-288-0973. One more time, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us on the phones, or you can send us a text. The text the show option, again, only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download, and you can text in your questions to Christy or to Doug. Just make sure you include your contact info as well. Just a name and a phone number is all we need in case you win today's big prize. We mentioned it already this morning, giving away such a cool prize to one lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show, and that'll be decided by a coin flip, whether the prize goes to the texter or the caller side. But again, one lucky caller texter is going to win a full day trip going fishing on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. Plus, you're going to get two tickets to the PCS show in Costa Mesa coming up this Thursday through Sunday.
Yeah, continuing our catch report now, Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru, is on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, Gundy.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Doing
great,
great.
Buddy. Good morning.
What's going on, Gundy?
Busy. So I'll keep it quick here. You know, real good sign this week. Good tides. Our water temperature is 58, 59 degrees. You know, a little uneven weather, but that's all right. We're rolling in the right direction. We'll start up at Santa Barbara there. Hook, line, sinker reported consistent perch bite, lugworms, mussel, gulps, grubs, just about everything working. Real nice quality fish, you know, 8 to 12 inches, a few better kickers. One of their shop regulars, an 11-year-old, caught his first ever legal halibut on a drop shot fluke. 22.5-inch fish, so take a kid fishing. A few other spots, Black Rock to Huegas, Goleta was another good area. You know, those guys are seeing corbina up there, not getting any bites, and a few sand crabs starting to show, so those corbinas seem to winter there. I had a good report from Balboa Peninsula. A guy picked up 12 barred perch there to 2.5 pounds, fishing the Ned rig with a little sand crab head to it. I mean, sand crab rubber on the end of that. And then at Doheny, I had a 6-pound striped bass taken on a hard jerk bait. And down San Diego way, Pacific Coast reported a 2-pound, 5-ounce surf perch won their surf perch derby. That was taken on a Lucky Craft. And then something that'll make all the halibut guys' ears wiggle, a 38-inch halibut out of the surf there at Carlsbad on a Lucky Craft. So that's we're heading into March. We got a grunion run around the corner. It's time to think halibut, if you ask me.
Man, what a nice fish for a lucky guy in the surf. That's awesome. Good for him. And, yeah, I like it, Gundy. We'll take that report just fine. 58-degree water. Who cares? It's biting.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's very good fishing. Well, all right, guys. Good show.
A great report, Gundy. Appreciate that very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Have a good week.
Thanks, Gundy.
Hope we get a little cameo Gundy appearance at PCS.
Oh,
this
he's
year.
Going.
All right,
yeah,
good.
Oh, yeah,
right.
He said he was going.
All
and,
right.
And also, don't forget, you're going to get a cameo appearance of Bill Varney for all your surf fishing needs. I know Bill's going to be a big party. He's going to have a booth there at PCS and doing a lot of surf fish. So check Bill out at the PCS show this coming week. And, of course, always for your surf fishing needs, check surffishtackle.com.
That's right.
Phones are packed. But first, we want to welcome Christy from Dawson Insurance. Good morning, Christy.
Hey, Christy.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Great to have you. What's been going on at Dawson?
Oh, goodness, same. Everything? Business as usual. Crazy. Yeah, all kinds of good stuff. I think every time I think I've heard every question, a new one comes in. So I'm excited for today because I'm sure somebody will call
some
with a question.
New question.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, you know, having just come back from a big trip down to Chile, we had the travel plan and the executive plan, and it's such a good feeling to know that, like, if something goes wrong, you are covered. Not only from emergency evac, not only from trip cancellation, not only from lost bags, but also your rental car, too, right?
Yep.
It covers everything.
Yeah, just about, yeah. I mean, when you look at, of course, I get lots of questions like, is this covered, is that covered, is this excluded? And I like to send people the laundry list of things that are included, because it's so much more than just like, oh, if I get sick or if I, you know, get injured. So, the executive plan, the deluxe plan, both the annual and the premier, all three of the annual plans have phenomenal coverage and give you a lot for the money.
Yeah. If you travel and you don't have it,
asking for it.
You're asking for it. That's all I can tell you. Doug?
Well, I want to give a little history about Dawson Insurance that people may or may not know. But Bob Dawson and his son were avid long-range fishermen
for
decades. And Bob still comes down. So he started insuring us, I don't know how many years ago, but at the landing and some of the boats, and of course the magic secret sauce behind the scenes was always Christy, and now she's running the show.
Bob was front man.
But he was, but we got to see him a lot because he came down several times a year long range fishing. So this company is rooted in part in fishing, which really does make a difference. You know, we all have insurance agents, we all have insurance companies that we deal with, but to have somebody that kind of understands where you're coming from and that has experience in the types of insurance that we deal in is really important. And, you know, even just as recently as last week, insuring our rental truck and all the inventory that goes up to the shows. And
thanks, Christy.
She just keeps us straight, you know, because there's a liability if we go to that show and, you know, heaven forbid something happens to that inventory, you know, we're covered.
The guy that's driving our truck is a wild man.
Oh, my God.
So, no, it's me.
No. Oh, yeah.
Right there.
Whoa.
We had to pay extra.
And not only that, you cover not only my boat, my Steiger craft, but you cover most of the sport boats in Southern California, right?
A lot of them, yes. Yeah. And the ones I don't, I'm after you.
Yeah.
Thank you for warning.
And that's been a challenge over the years, getting these boats properly insured. You know, it's outside the norm. And to be able to get...
Especially if you go into Mexico.
Yes.
That's the issue.
And to be able to get these boats insured properly is a godsend.
Well, think about the special things that they do at Dawson with the travel insurance, and especially some of the special ones that, you know, trip interruptions and things like that. You know, you're working with someone who understands what a long-range fishing trip is and the difference between losing a couple days or, you know, or whatever it might be. You know, you try to explain to that to somebody who doesn't, you know, isn't familiar. Well, did you go on the trip? Well, did you come back from the trip? Okay, well, that's that. But if there was something that happened where you lost a certain amount of it, trying to explain that to somebody who doesn't have their roots in sport fishing, I mean, good luck. Christy's part of the family here.
Well, yeah, there's 30 people on a boat, and if somebody has a medical emergency and you have to come back 3 days early and it's a 10-day trip, well, you just lost 30% of your trip.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So, and if you have the travel insurance, you're covered.
Right, yeah. So your trip is interrupted because you got hurt or you ended up having to go to the hospital down in Mexico. We've had that happen multiple times, and those guys are able to get a partial, you know, credit from their insurance to help pay for their next trip, so they're not out 100% of that money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think we talk about it all the time, you know, but if you're going on a long-range fishing trip, it's the most no-brainer. It's very inexpensive in the grand scheme of all the things you're doing, and then just – like Doug was saying, just to be covered is the total deal. Whatever happens, because life gets in the way of things all the time. Just to be covered
It's not expensive.
It's not at all.
It's not expensive at all. It's depending on your policy, like policy I have is $500 a year, and it's one of the more advanced policies, but the base policy is how much?
It's $280 for the base annual plan, which, you know, a cup of coffee a month or so. Yeah. Right?
That covers you on every trip you do, the 100 miles from home throughout the entire year.
That's correct.
Yeah. No-brainer kind of thing.
You got it.
Well, phones are packed. The texts are flowing through. Let's jump into it.
You got it, buddy. How about we talk to line three? That's Dave. He's calling us from Anza this morning. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Yeah, Christy, such good information you always have on this travel insurance. My question for you is, I've got a bucket list trip coming up here in May. I'm going to be doing a raft trip down the Colorado River through the Grand Canyon. There's going to be a lot of whitewater on this trip, and I just wonder if your travel insurance would cover me if I need an evacuation, being it's going to be in such a remote area on a whitewater adventure like this.
Great question, Dave. Yeah, absolutely. So, again, anytime if you're on a single trip coverage or an annual plan, either way, that would be covered. If you got injured, they're going to medically evacuate you by whatever means are necessary. So if you're in a remote area, a lot of times that's a helicopter ride in, and those can get quite pricey very quickly. So, again, one of the main reasons to have travel insurance is just for those unknowns. Like, of course, you're going to go on that trip, and let's hope we get to see lots of cool pictures of that rafting trip with no injury. But in the event that it happens, yes, that would be a covered event.
Wow, cool. Hey, Dave, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I might add, Dave is going to be helping us out in our Let's Talk Hookup booth at the PCS show. So thank you, Dave, for being there, and it's going to be a fun time.
Yeah, I'll stop by and say hi, Dave.
All right.
That's awesome. Now, Dawson's not going to have a booth there, but you're going to be hanging out.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the show because I'm excited about it. I've been waiting for it all year. As soon as I heard about the dates, I booked my trip.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Now, you have a great text, Rick.
I thought so. It says, good morning, guys. I love all this talk about gear, and boy, Doug, you really got my ears perked with the questions about fluorocarbon. My question is about fluorocarbon storage. My garage gets really hot in the summer, and I've heard from some people that you can store it in the fridge. I have a garage fridge right next to where all my tackle is kept. Is it true? Should I be bringing it inside the house? Or is that true? Or should I bring it inside the house where the climate's a little more controlled? That's Rory in Lakeside.
Yeah, fluorocarbon is more durable than monofilament. So monofilament, you have to be maybe a little bit more cautious. But I live in Santee, and in the summer we get some of our 100-degree days. And I keep my fluorocarbon out there. The minute I buy the spool, I write the date on it. I keep it for 2 years, and then I replace it. It, you know, probably would last quite a bit longer than that, but I just like to put, you know, everything in my favor. And so I just put a date on there. 2 years later, I just buy it again. It's not that expensive, especially when you buy it from our booth at the PCS show next week. It's
because it's going to be a discount you can't even talk about.
Exactly.
Now, you always talked about discounts on fluorocarbon before.
I know, but
what's the story this year? It must be
you're
going
to have
really
to go to the show.
Is that good? Yeah, it's that good.
Man.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I don't know if we mentioned brands enough, but AFCO Psycho, and we did talk about that, and Seaguar, it just the stars aligned. And we got some pricing that we haven't ever received before, and we're passing it along.
Ooh.
So we're still, you know, I mean, we're in business, and we're, you know, you just can't give things away. But we're passing the discounts to the customers, and so it's a win-win for everybody.
Cool.
We had to buy an awful lot to make this happen, and we did. And that's
so you'll have plenty.
We bought a lot of it.
All right.
I don't know, after the show today, we might not have plenty.
All right. Hey, Dean up in the 805 says he's coming to the show on Saturday. I'm going to the Shimano. I want to get a Shimano Tranks for throwing surface irons at yellowtail. What size reel and rod do you want to use to really put the wood to those yellows?
Yep. So super traditional, and that's what I am. A 9 to 10 foot jig stick, 90J or 100J, you know, just to give some specific model numbers. Those are CalStar numbers.
That would be that new CalStar?
And, well, I would certainly consider that the 95J. Also, I kind of like the Graphiter 100 Mag. I don't kind of like it. That's my jig stick. It's lighter weight. It casts a jig as far as any other jig stick I've ever owned. They are a little pricier because it's a Graphiter, but, I mean, that would be high on my list as well. That GG series has some graphite in it. So again, 90J has always been our go-to. They have the 95 coming out in that series. And the Tranx 500, typically the way that I set mine up, I prefer to cast monofilament to the end of the cast. So I put 80-pound Max Quattro on there, leaving enough room for 100 yards of 40-pound Triple X Iser monofilament. I don't use any fluorocarbon on a jig. You don't really need to. If you need a kelp cutter rig where you're fishing close to kelp and your yellowtail is going to bury you in the kelp, then I would do the Spectra all the way to the end with a short little piece of fluoro, which is more abrasion resistant than monofilament. So that's your setup, Tranx 500.
All right, very good. Hey, appreciate that text, and Tranx 500 is the best.
Yeah.
So sweet.
It is the ultimate.
Oh, you should see my 14-year-old grandson. I have, you know, three or four jig sticks that I bring, and I've got, like, you know, Trinidad DCs and all this cool stuff, and he just grabs that Tranx and goes to town.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You can set your brakes on that so that you get enough free spool to cast your jig a long ways, but hardly ever get an overrun or a backlash, or in my case, it's called a professional overrun.
Professional overrun.
Yeah.
Well, you're professional. Let's jump back in the phones,
Rick. You got it, man. How about this time we talked to line one, which is Brian, who's calling us from Wildomar this morning. Good morning, Brian. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing today?
What's up, Brian?
Question for you is one for Ricky, one for Doug. Doug, I'm looking for a BC 196 or a Telstar 196. But in a 9-foot version, you know, for that A word, which is anchovy.
Yeah, I think the closest that you're going to find to a rod like that in a Calstar is going to be their 220, which is 8.5 feet long. They don't make as such an albacore style 9-foot rod, but you're going to be able to throw an anchovy an awful long ways with that 220.
Awesome.
There you
and
go.
Ricky, for you, is there any jig specials for, you know, jig going towards the Bay of L.A.? That's a softball question for you.
Well, it's funny. Absolutely. It's one of the things that we've kind of built a section of our booth around. The Northern Baja, you know, fishery for Cabrilla and Yellowtail, and that, you know, it's just becoming so hugely popular lately. And we put a big section of our booth around that. We made some really cool buys on some stick baits and jerk baits. We've got some really, really killer, you know, like high-end, good hardware, good paint job, like killer, like Yozuri baits that are a lot of them are going to be down, you know, $8-$9, things like that.
Wow.
Lures that are, you know, you're used to seeing for $15 and $20 and $25, so some really, really aggressive discounts. And yes, lots of LA based stuff, lots of surface iron, and we just happen to have a crew of guys that are up there that just absolutely love it. Dylan, you know, his family has a house down there, he fishes there all the time. All of the boys have their two or three trips planned. You know, as soon as this show is over, like, our vacation schedule is just looks like Swiss cheese with guys that are all going down there to fish that Cabrilla. So yeah, we're gonna have a lot of that Northern Baja surface iron lure casting stuff available for you at the show, Bri. And hey, I look forward to seeing you, buddy.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the call this morning. I have a great text here from Tom in NorCal. He says, great show, guys. I have two long-range trips booked in May and another in June. Is it too late to buy insurance?
No, that's a good question. It is not too late to buy insurance.
So he's already obviously made the deposit.
Right. So ideally, we recommend that you purchase your travel insurance within 14 days of making your initial trip deposit, just because that gives you a free additional benefit, which is pre-existing condition waiver, meaning that if you have a pre-existing medical condition and that was a reason for a cancellation or loss, it would still be covered. But you can purchase travel insurance up to the day before you leave on your trip. I recommend always purchasing it sooner than later. There's really no benefit to waiting till later. Because you just never know what will happen between now and then.
So but what does he lose? He loses that pre-existing condition coverage because he's already deposited on that?
Well, if it
is. And what's that mean?
Yeah, if he made his deposit more than 14 days before he purchases his travel insurance, then what that means is he would not have coverage for if you've been treated for something in the last 4 months on an annual plan and the last 6 months on an individual plan. If you don't purchase within that window, then you do not have coverage for pre-existing conditions, something that you've been acutely treated for. So
in the last 4 to 6 months.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Yeah. But if you haven't been treated for a year, you're good.
Yeah, exactly. But that also applies, like we talked about, there's so many things that are covered, because you're right. Covered for not just you, but also your traveling companions, your family members. So again, if they had something that was pre-existing, you know, you would have coverage for all of that if you do it in the first 14 days.
So if he was traveling with somebody on this trip and that person got sick, and he didn't want to go on the trip without him.
Right.
They could both get their – he could get their money back. Whoever has the policy would get their money back.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty
good. Pretty rad. All right. Well, hey, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Darren. He's calling us from Menifee on line 4 this morning. Good morning, Darren. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, and Doug. I have two new Citrix Akuma low-profile reels, one for calico, one for yellows. They have small dual handles. How easy and possibly what price can I switch to larger handles? And can you do it at the PCS show? And also for Christy, how much to cover a 5-day trip for 3 to Cedros?
Great questions.
You want to go first, Christy?
Well, I don't have my calculator in front of me. If you're purchasing an annual plan and you're going down to Cedros, depending on the cost of your trip, you can purchase annual coverage for $3,000 per traveler. For $280 a person, and that would give you a year's worth of coverage.
On all your trips.
It's gonna pay up to the limit, but yeah, exactly. So if you go on your trip to Cedros without a hitch and you don't use any of your benefits, then you still have all of those benefits available for the remainder of the year. As far as an individual trip, it really depends on where it differs on the individual, single trip coverage is it goes by age bracket and then cost of your trip. So it's very specific for each individual traveler and also the state that they reside in.
It's better buying the annual plan.
Sometimes, but I don't always recommend it. It depends. Okay. Like, I honestly, on some of the younger travelers, if they don't do multiple trips in a year, which not that many people don't, you know what I mean, where you're going 100 miles or more from home in one way or another, whether that's by boat, by airplane, by train, by, you know, it doesn't matter. Car, right, exactly. I mean, I've had lots of people that do, you know, road trips and just want to make sure that they have benefits if they have an Airbnb booked or they have a cabin booked and something comes up at the last minute, one of them gets sick and they don't want to go. So, I mean, the annual plans are really a no-brainer.
Doug, what about your size?
Well, so on the Citrix reels, what size are those reels that you have?
It's a 364, I believe.
Okay. As far as being able to put handles on at the show, definitely not. And it's possibly there would be a crossover, but more than likely we would have to special order that. So you'd probably want to do that in the shop. And definitely for calicos, it sounds like that's what you wanted to use them for. Is that correct?
I have one for calico and one for yellow. They've got good drag system.
Okay. So I'm not that familiar with that series of reel, and that's why I asked for the size. But for calicos, you definitely, it's clumsy to use the paddle handle. That's, you know, maybe a little more for bay bass fishing, but when you're outside, you might hook a yellow, barracuda, bonita, whatever. Having the power handle is probably a little easier to operate. You know, what I would do is call our shop, typically in the morning, and try to ask for Vince.
Yeah, no doubt.
And he knows everything about every reel and what, you know, hole size might fit your reel, or they might just have a replacement handle that's a power handle for that one.
His knowledge of exactly what you're after always blows me away. You know, I'll get the question asked, not know myself, and holler to Vince, and he's like, well, you know, they don't make one for this reel, but this reel has a similar handle and that hole size is the right, so try this, and boom, 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 all of a sudden you make it happen.
Like,
he's got that absolutely wired.
That's cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. On the line, we have a special guest right now. We have Kelly Beach from Boat and Motor Mart, the Steiger Craft Dealer. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Pete. How are you today?
Hey, doing great. Now, I hear tell you're bringing some Steiger Crafts down to the PCS show.
Yeah, buddy, we're pretty excited. We've got three boats that we're bringing down to the PCS, and looking forward to being back in Southern Cal, showing our boats off to great fishermen in your audience.
Yeah, for sure. I certainly love my boat, and I know George and Al are going to try and come out, but they're not going to make it. But you'll be there with your team. What boats are you bringing out?
We've got a 28 that's en route. Should be there actually today. We have a 255 Deep V. I think you're familiar with that boat.
Yep.
And we have a 23 Miami coming down there, so we have three of our pilot houses, all little different configurations for the guys to take a look at.
Okay, now I had to wait about 8 months for my boat to be built. Can we buy these boats right now?
Two of the three right now are available. We got one that's in contract that just got in contract yesterday. But, yeah, they're for sale, and we're looking forward to getting more out there on the water.
Yeah, for sure. So what's the deal? Okay, so what if somebody wants a specific model, custom make it like I kind of did? How do we go? We just go through you at Boat and Motor Mart, right?
Yep. So we basically represent 11 Western states, and for Al and George. Great company. We've been with them now 15 years. The deal is we will be down there with all of our spec sheets, three models that are our most popular selling. I would love to have gotten a 31, but I haven't been able to get I have one more coming into the model year, and it won't be here until later on in spring, early summer. So, yeah, come on in. We'll spec them out. We have enough boats on order where our lead time right now is about 6 weeks.
Wow.
So 6 to 7 weeks. So we can get, usually, now that there changes because at certain times we'll outsell our model production for the year.
Sure.
And then we're backed up into maybe 3 or 4 months. But, yeah, right now is a pretty good time with what we have on our fall and winter order sheets coming through.
That's pretty awesome. Well, if somebody wants more information, how do we find you at Boat and Motor Mart?
So we're located in Oakland, California. Been in business now going, this is our 75th year.
Whoa, is that all?
Yeah, that's all. And, we're located in the, like I say, in the Bay Area. Been up here the whole time. Our phone number, if you want that for the air guys, it's 510-437-1444. And we'll be in booth 202. It's a 40 by 40 space there in the promenade with these three boats on display.
Well, you can't miss it. Three beautiful Steiger crafts, Boat and Motor Mart. Kelly and the people up there at Boat and Motor Mart are just super people to deal with and just wonderful. And I can't say enough about my boat and the company Steiger Craft. I went back and visited the factory last January. It's very, very impressive. They built each one by hand, and it's a handmade boat for not any more than what you'd buy with a off-the-rack boat, right?
That's very true. Al's been doing this for well over 45 years, and they're all semi-custom built, all hand-built, like you say. Best lamination schedule I've ever seen on any boat we've represented, Pete. So I'm happy you've got one. I hope it's serving you well. We're really excited about being down there and showing the guys some more of our product.
All right. Well, we'll see you on Thursday at the PCS show. Boat and Motor Mart, Kelly Beach from Steiger Craft. Hey, Kelly, thanks for joining us this morning. We'll see you at the show.
You've got it, buddy. Thanks for letting us in.
All right.
Appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
Check
all right. Out. With that, we're going to find out what's biting out there. It's time for our FishDope.com report with the Angler's Realtor, Yusef Husseini's on the line. And today, that catch report is sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make your reservation today. And we got Yusef on the line. Good morning, Yusef.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Great, buddy. Good morning.
All right. Well, we got a lot of the same stuff going on. That's been fights picked up a little bit. Up in Santa Monica Bay, the sand bass fishing was pretty good last night on the New Del Mar. They loaded up the boat pretty well. The halibut pretty much everywhere have been turning on as well. We got some dope of halibut off of Torrance in 40 to 75 feet of water up there. There is no live bait right now at MDR or King Harbor. Anything else up there is going to be sculpin or whitefish. They're actually biting pretty good as well. Same thing with Catalina. The halibut fishing is holding pretty steady and seems to be on the upswing. Bigger fish, 18 to 20 pounds. Most of this is happening near the West End and up to roughly Arrow Point and along the backside to about Lobster Bay. They're also being found in Silver Canyon to Church Rock in about 15 to 20 feet of water on the hard sand near structure. Dana Point, Oceanside, water's a little bit warmer. Bass bite seems to be a little bit better up there, mostly evening stuff. Same deal, the halibut have turned on, most fish coming off near the hard bottom. Down in the Del Mar area, down by us here, same thing, halibut's the name of the game. The wrecks outside of Mission Bay have been doing pretty good. Also down near the pipe, down in the flats, not a ton of sand bass, most of it has been halibut. Look around 40, 80 feet of water, find the bait, you'll find the fish. Ensenada. The yellowtail fishing was pretty good until the water rolled, but yesterday there were still some fishing for yellowtail down there, as well as the halibut turned up near Estero Bay in about 25 to 75 feet of water. Guys down there are using Minimax and getting kind of a mix of halibut and rockfish. Down south of there, Colonette, right now there's no yellowtail really on the high spot, but they have been catching some monster lings. And that's it for the report.
Of course, fishdope.com has all the information. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $30 code. And Yusuf, what about that real estate market? It's starting to perk up, isn't it?
It really is. We put three new ones into escrow this past week that have just been sitting. Everybody I talk to, for some reason, it's all turned on. Maybe a little bit of consumer confidence there, or people are just ready to move now.
Yeah.
But, it's going. If you're going to be a buyer and looking for a house, go look now before the competition gets crazy, because you can still make some moves right now and negotiate and get a deal on a place.
Yeah. And of course, using Yusuf, the angler's realtor, is always the best thing. How do we find you? We can talk fishing and real estate with you. How do we do that?
You got it. Call me on my cell phone at 619-277-2169. You can also get me on social media at Cal Realty. You get me on my website at sportsmansrealty.com. You can also get a free home evaluation at socalhomeeval.com.
And are we going to see you at the PCS show?
Yes, sir. I'll be in the fish dope booth the whole time. I'm sure I'll come by and razz you and Rick for a little while.
All right.
Look forward to it, buddy.
Good to hear from you, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks.
All right. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more texts, and a whole lot more with Christy and Doug. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, this is Rosie with Sagro Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Sagro Island. We now have two lodges to choose from, and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Sagro Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at sagrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
The PCS show is coming, and we will have our best booth at the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out in the wildly popular saltwater building at the PCS show in Costa Mesa, where we will have some amazing deals for you on rods, reels, lures, and clothing. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale. And as always, our expert staff will help you select that perfect setup for the fish you want to pursue. For saltwater tackle at the PCS show, your best stop is the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Whether you're fly fishing, bottom fishing, net fishing, or just sitting on the water thinking about fishing, remember, a good day in the water starts with everyone wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking so much great fishing, travel, insurance, PCS shows. We're having a great time. And we want to remind you, today's sponsored in part by a great friend, Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charge. Focus your fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature, Chlorophyll, Currents, and more. With Terrafin Mobile, you can access your charge on the phone or any mobile device. Check Terrafin.com for more information. It's been a very busy show.
And they're going to be at the show. Terrafin will be at the show. You know that the guys at Terrafin, and they're going to always have a show special, too. So just go by the Terrafin booth and make sure you dial up your renew your membership at a special show price, or just if you don't have it, you got to have it.
It's the thing that we see every sport boat captain every night checking their water chart before they go out in the evening. I mean, it is a no doubter. The landing put a special computer in just for those guys checking water charts. I mean, it's that big of a deal.
That big a deal. Hey, you want to get through this? The first time all morning a line's been open. 833-288-0973. Jeff's standing by to take your phone calls. You want to get through? There's your chance.
All right, let's jump back into the text this time. I got a great text that says, "Hey guys, a longtime listener. My question for Doug, do you have any United Composites deals at the show? I'm really looking for the new 10E jig rod." That's from Brock in Rolling Hills.
Brock in Rolling Hills. Did you used to live on King Arthur Court?
It did say Rolling Hills High, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, to text. Well, he can't answer that question.
He can't answer that.
He lived across the street from me.
No way.
That's funny.
I'm almost positive. So anyway, and yes, we do have the 1000E. We chose the cream of the crop of the UC rods. We put a pretty darn healthy discount on those. For instance, that 1000 is normally $639. We've got it for $509.95, and as well a bunch of other 10-foot jig sticks. So yeah, if this is indeed Brock and you come by the show, be sure and say hi.
All right.
You know, the one thing, and again, he's picked a great jig stick, that 10E from United Composites, a great rod, but. And again, I'm not trying to talk you out of it. I love that rod, and I think you'd be making a great choice. But the beauty of coming to the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth is don't have your mind set up on any jig rod. You know, don't have your mind set up on that. Don't have your mind set on the new CalStar. Don't have your mind set on the new Seeker. Like, come to the booth, grab one of the guys that's just crazy about surface iron fishing, which is virtually every one of the boys behind the counter, and just say, look, I'm looking for a new jig rod. Give me the rundown. And they're going to give you all the highlights of that United Composite that he's talking about, the new CalStars, the old CalStars, the Seekers. I mean, there's a lot of really good options, and that's the best part about coming to the show is, you know, everything's going to be available, and you're going to get a total expert at the Fisherman's Lining Tackle Booth to just dial it down for you. This is the thing, because it might be a little bit different if he's fishing sport boat more or private boat less or going to Baja or using it to fish big bluefins. I mean, there's a lot of options in long rods these days, and the kids that we have working behind the counter, there's no one better in the world.
Yeah,
these
guys are surfing iron junkies.
Well, and I love that he's set, you know, kind of keyed in on 10-foot jig stick, because I clung to my 90J for all those years, you know, thinking, well, 10-foot jig stick's just too much. And when I finally converted over to 10-foot, it's actually easier to throw your jig. You don't have to try and force it out there. You get less backlashes. That's just me, and I know that the 9-foot is what, you know, most people are comfortable with. But and especially when they're in the tackle store and, you know, we have a 14-foot ceiling and they feel like they're, you know, being compressed that way. But if you get on a boat and throw a 9-foot jig stick versus a 10-foot, I'll bet you'll find the 10-foot's easier to work with.
There you go. Let's jump back on the phones. You want to get through 833-288-0973.
Well, line two's got Hills from Ventura on the line. Good morning, Hills. What's going on? Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Man, it's windy in Ventura, I'll tell you that. I had two questions for all you guys.
I'll bet your wind chimes are blowing, huh? Like that?
Oh.
Look at you.
Now we have sound effects. Okay.
It's going to be trouble
where's
for
the,
me, buddy.
Where's the clicker of the reel?
Oh, you got that too. Yeah. You want to hear that?
I do.
All right.
Nice.
Gotta love it.
All right.
It's so fitting because Hills is the only person who calls usually with his own sound effect. You know, if you pay attention, about three quarters of the time that Hills is calling, he's in the surf and surf fishing, and he calls from the airbuds. You can hear the surf cracking in the background on about half of Hills' calls.
Right.
There. What's up, Hills?
I think Doug's white sea bass tree, all the petals have blown off it by now. Well, or they soon will be, but so I have two questions. One for Doug, is the species of your white sea bass tree actually an ornamental pear?
So it's a fruitless pear tree, and technically I call it the yellowtail tree. Went out there yesterday and looked. And the buds are forming, but there's not even one flower on there yet. And usually you'll start seeing, you know, maybe 3% of the flowers starting to push. And really, until it gets pretty far along in the process, I don't consider it time to go yet. But, you know, I just feel like if we get another warm stretch for a week or 10 days, because this last stretch that we had is when the buds started forming. And I've had that tree for 25 years, and there are some years when we have odd cold weather that it just turns into leaves. We don't ever get the blooms. But when we get the white blooms in all its glory, it is definitely time to go yellowtail fishing. So, and there's a little bit of yellowtail around on the coast, but doesn't seem like it really wants to bite yet. But I wouldn't be surprised, you know. Usually about the middle to the end of this month is when we see it. But I've seen it in full white bloom, like beautiful, in February, and the yellow's bit in February. So
it's been uncanny. Like, I mean, really, like,
yeah.
Even when Doug will be like, well, I'm just surprised it finally missed, you know, the tree's full bloom and, you know, there's no yellowtail. And then, like, two or three kids from the shop be like, man, we haven't been trying to say anything, but we've been going the last 3 days in La Jolla, and it's been surface iron yellowtail. Like, tree is just the tree knows, man. It's on.
Tree knows.
That's it.
Hey, Hills, we'll see you at the show.
You start marketing that tree.
I know.
Sell them to the tackle shop.
Exactly.
Get your yellowtail tree.
Yeah, they can pay a subscription to see a picture of the tree.
Go ahead, Hills.
Sorry about that.
One thing I wanted to ask Doug is, you know, Captain Franklin Presti was slow to go to, as he calls it, fluorocarbon, and now he admitted he bought his first spinning reel a couple weeks back. I'm wondering, has he tried a Stella like these guys that are catching the 700-pound bluefin back east?
I'm going to guess no. You know, there are a lot of our long-range fishermen that do use a Stella, and there's it definitely will work, but it's not as maybe sport boat friendly as it is private boat friendly. You know, you can't lay a spinning reel on the rail, or you know, you're going to snap your line off. And they don't hold maybe quite as much line. With a private boat, if you have to, you can run a fish down. On a sport boat, you know, you've got five hookups, and so you're going to be stationary. So the gear is perfectly capable of handling the fish, but it's not as sport boat friendly. So my guess, and I'm pretty sure of this, is that he doesn't fish a Stella or doesn't have a Stella. He's probably going to be pretty traditional on the Royal Polaris.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call, Hills. I have a great, a really interesting question from Norman in San Diego. It's for Christy. Insurance question. For many years, and still have an annual executive travel insurance plan from your firm. I'm now interested in a cancel for any reason policy. What plans do you have for this coverage, and are the premiums, and what are the types and premiums? Are they substantially more than the standard executive plan?
Great question. So you said Stella?
It's Norman.
Oh, Norman. Sorry, Norman.
Stella was the name of the reel.
That's right. Yeah. That's all I could think of. Sorry, Norman.
She's the name of the reel. Right. Norman's the name of the guy, yeah.
Right. Great question. So the cancel for any reason plans are available on single trip only coverage. They are not available on annual plans. And where they differ is, for an example, for a standard classic single trip plan versus a cancel for any reason classic plan, it's about 50% more in cost, and you get 80% reimbursement for a cancel for any reason claim. So if you just decide like the fish aren't biting and you don't want to go, that's what you would use cancel for any reason coverage for.
So is it double?
It's about 50%
more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Not that much more, really, if you think about it.
On the single trip plan, depends on your age bracket. Because, again, those are not.
You can't get an annual plan on a cancel.
Correct. You cannot. No, they're not available.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Very good. Yeah. Rick, you have a good one?
Yeah. It's a very quick one and easy. He says, hey, guys, I'm dying to get my hands on some of those JJ jigs at the show. We can't find them anywhere up north. Are you going to have them, and is there going to be a deal? That's from Scott in El Segundo.
So the easy answer is yes and yes. The JJ is one of those sand cast style jigs where if you pick through, you know, let's put it this way. They all swim. They're all at least an 8 out of 10. But some of them are ridiculously exceptional because they're not exactly the same. There are some slight little variances. And when you latch on to that good one, I always mark my good jigs with a hook from another jig, and I put three little stripes on the nose. That's like those are the ones you don't want to use when it's a barracuda bite, and you may not want to use when you're close to the kelp and there's a bunch of sea lions because you might lose it. But those are the ones that get bit, and that's the thing I like about the JJ is that the jig swims, and it'll catch you a yellowtail no matter which one you get, but some of them are going to be absolutely exceptional.
Yeah, all right. Hey, thanks a lot for that text. I got to talk about the Let's Talk Hookup Booth again.
Nice.
Because and you're on the board of directors for Rollo too. This is such an important time to raise money to take kids fishing.
Right. Absolutely.
Rollo. And I'm going to be totally honest with you. Rollo needs your help. We are down in funds. Donations are down. And we're not going to be able to send as many kids fishing unless you pony up and help us out. And there's going to be several opportunities to do that at the PCS show. Rollo will have a great booth, the Spin the Wheel booth. They'll also be selling the annual raffle tickets. They'll also have the Bats and Rod giveaway. The rods will be given away at Day at the Docks. So there's several opportunities to give to Rollo, and then at our booth, Let's Talk Hookup booth, we're going to be selling raffle tickets for a special raffle that it includes a Talica 12, a Torium, and a Costa pair of sunglasses, and a 2-day trip on the Polaris Supreme in April. So it's a special separate raffle that will be given for only the tickets we sell at PCS in our booth. And if you buy 20 tickets for $100, you get a Gamakatsu duffel, a really nice Gamakatsu duffel, too. So please help us out. Please help Rollo. Go to the Rollo booth. Come to our booth and give as much as you can to help take kids.
I love that. And you're not taking any money out of your own pocket. You're just doing this to make some more
money
for Rollo.
100% of the money goes to Rollo. And got to thank Tommy P. and Wayne for crediting where credit's due. They came up with the idea to do that. And we're going to have Let's Talk Hookup hats for sale for $15. We're basically going to sell them for what we pay for them. So we'll have those. We'll have brand new stickers, two different types of stickers, including a brand new sticker. And I'll be there. Dave will be there. Tommy will be there. Wayne will be there. So come on by the booth. We're right next to Queen Charlotte Safaris.
Cool.
Right next to Valerie there, or Haida-Gwaii Safaris, we should say now. And we're right across from the Bats and Rod Building booth. So you can't miss that. In the main hall, which is the Costa Mesa Hall, which is right next to where Shimano is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There it is.
And we'll come visit you guys over in the other booth.
You mean the good hall. The good building.
Yeah. The good building. Well, I think the Costa Mesa is actually a good building, but, you know.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, we'll see.
No bias.
They're
no
all,
bias.
You know what? They're all good.
They are.
They're all good. The Los Alamitos just happens to be better. That's all. Yeah, they're all good.
They're all good.
Sure. Yeah. They're all good, for sure. All right. Hey, I have another great text here, too. That is super good, and it's directed again at Christy. You're a popular lady there. Mike and Rosemead asks, if I'm in some minute corner of the world, a primitive corner of the world, and I need hospitalization, you flash your insurance card and they don't honor it, they demand money, how do you get out of that bind if you have the travel insurance?
Mike, that's a great question. So on your travel insurance card, if you're getting it from me anyhow, that it has an 800 number inside and outside the U.S., if they contact, they will guarantee up to the amount on that. Now, I have had instances where, for time's sake, before they can, you know, because some of these remote places,
they won't touch you unless
right, exactly. They'll just, you can put it up on, you know, a credit card or whatever the case is, depending on where you're at. But the insurance company will reimburse you for that up to.
So if you have to lay out the cash.
Right.
And you have the executive plan, they'll reimburse you.
Right. But if you do call that outside the U.S. number, they actually have liaisons there that will coordinate with them. But there are certain cases. I mean, we can't control every hospital everywhere. And so they do business how they do business.
Yeah.
So sometimes that has happened. But, again, you have that coverage so you can get reimbursed.
There you go.
That's it. All right. Hey, we had another great text come through. It says, good morning, guys. I'm heading to PCS on Saturday. I wanted to know how it works from Doug. Will you have similar inventory every day, meaning will you have some that's set aside for each day, or does it first come, first serve? I can't wait to see everybody next weekend. Sounds like some amazing deals. That's from Sean in Blossom Valley.
Yep. So we do our employee meeting after the previous year, and we discuss what sold and what to bring more of and what to bring less of. And we try our hardest to make sure that we have enough inventory to get through the show. With that said, there could be certain items that would sell out. I don't think it's going to be that widespread. But the first day is your best chance to get, you know, a shot at 100% of the inventory. Sometimes, for whatever reason, a certain item is hotter than hot. We do work closely with the manufacturers. Some of these manufacturers can resupply us on a daily basis. We also make a run to the store every day to fill in items that we might be getting close to selling out on. So there's a pretty darn good chance that when you show up on Saturday, we're going to have 90% of it. But there could be just some crazy hot item that was in limited supply, and you know, we could run out.
There it is. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going to the PCS show, as well as doing a full-day trip on board the Liberty for Let's Talk Hookup. Coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norris Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norris Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norris Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at at norsklithium.com. That's NORSK lithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norse Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norse Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norse Lithium.
For 48 straight years, Ford F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America, and certainly number one with anglers. We got here by engineering breakthrough technology, redefining build Ford tough, and never settling. But what really made Ford F-Series number one is you. So now is the time to take advantage of great deals and programs today. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today and explore the F-Series and the full truck lineup. They'll be glad to hook you up. This year, make reliable boating your resolution and back it with exhilarating deals with a new Yamaha outboard during Yamaha's New Year, New Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection. Looking to hit the water with lower horsepower? There's a deal for you too. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $200 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods and services. Don't miss this limited time offer. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24-month Yamaha extended service added to a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Get ready for the most exciting outdoor show of the year, the giant 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show, March 6th to the 9th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up all seven halls at the fairgrounds. 217,000 square feet plus fantastic seminars and free kids trout pond. Backed by popular demand, the PCS show also has freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. 4 full days, Thursday, March 6th to Sunday, March 9th, the 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Christy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out who's got a full-day trip on board the Liberty and two tickets to the PCS show. Doug's going to do us the honors, the caller or texter coin.
All right.
Let her rip. All right. Today we have a texter. Congratulations, Brock in Rolling Hills. You are going to the PCS show. Congratulations. And you're going to really enjoy fishing on the Liberty.
All right, Doug. We'll see you at the PCS show. And you didn't even cover a portion of the like you only checked off like four
check
out of
marks on a 10 page.
I know, I was looking at that list going, wow.
I think everybody gets the gist, and everybody that's come to shows and dealt with us before, I mean, we have a great, you know, variety selection, the prices are
It'll
compelling, and our guys, I'll just
so
say
we'll,
it, there's
we'll,
none better than our guys to get with to make sure you buy the right items.
We'll see you at the show. Christy, how do we find you?
You can find us on online at drinsure.com or call our office, 619-460-5615.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. We'll see you wandering around the show, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
See you there.
Thanks to Jeff for manning the phones at the fan. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Uncle Bap. We'll be back next Saturday. Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks and his son Jared from Salty will be here with him, too. And then next Sunday, Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on 97.3 The Fan, YouTube, Facebook Live, and the Let's Talk Hookup app.